From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for your comments about our program. First, we heard from a few members of the military and from some military families who are grateful for our series on the Dark Horse Battalion. All this week, NPR's Tom Bowman has brought us the story of the battalion, which suffered the highest casualty rate of any Marine unit in the entire Afghan war. Daniel Hamilton of Peoria, Illinois, says he's had trouble listening to Tom's reporting because it's brought tears to his eyes. He writes this: "On Monday, I thought I was going to have to pull off the road because I could no longer see the lines. On Tuesday, I'm sure the car across the intersection saw me. I will wait until this series is over and then listen in the safety and solitude of my home. Marines don't cry. I don't believe that for 1 minute. I'm a Marine."
Joanna Burnham of Bonifay, Florida, has a brother in the Army National Guard. She writes, "I just wanted to say thank you for your story and attention and support you give to our soldiers and their families. My brother has said before that he truly thinks the ones left behind at home have it harder sometimes than the soldiers in the field."
And Michael Federer of Norwalk, Connecticut, commented on that story, as well as another item in our program. He writes this: "This evening's All Things Considered gave me the best and worst of NPR, all in the same half hour. I heard the poignant story of Marine families dealing with their loved ones' deployment in Afghanistan, and then just a few minutes later had to endure a story about Kim Kardashian's ridiculous 72-day marriage."
Thanks for sending us your thoughts. You can write to us by visiting npr.org. We're also hoping to hear specifically from some of you kids out there, because we've got a new feature just for you, NPR's Backseat Book Club.
The next book that we're reading is The Phantom Toll Booth by Norton Juster. And if you have questions for the author, please send them our way. We'll try to get some answers on the air later this month. Just email backseatbookclub@npr.org.